Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Our good buddy Evan, who just got back from his honeymoon, I believe, he plays a ton of video games. I'm sure he's got a story or two. Hey, should we say hola, Senor Evan Jankons?
I almost made the mistake yesterday when I went to
a gas
station.
I don't know why I changed your last name.
Senor.
What?
Okay, so Doug has now sent me this video, and I've watched it. I must have watched it 5 to 10 times, right? I'm not convinced that that's a glitch. I think that Middleton was worn out and didn't have the mustard to go up for a dunk.
I mean, oh, come on. No. It's a video game.
Okay, I can do well, it in real life.
They run out of power.
Miller,
that's true.
When he went up for the layup.
Evan's right about the – remember when you use too much turbo, you run out of turbo.
Yep,
you got to reset it.
Gas.
And he was worn down.
It's a very, very –
it's like when you're playing – you play the hockey games, and you're
you get speed burst all the time.
You're trying to kill a penalty, and your guys are on the ice for like 2.5 minutes, and they can't get off the ice, they can't even move.
Here's one text we got from a listener, Austin. That same glitch has got me a bunch of times. Is it a product of having a tired player?
I think
because here's
stamina.
What tired NBA players don't do. Tired NBA players don't take jump shots from 1 foot away when they're tired.
Well, they don't dunk.
I've seen Reggie Miller do that. A weak layup.
Take a jump shot from a foot away.
I mean,
he did take his time. It felt like,
stamina.
To make sure he slowed down a little.
It is kind of funny.
You know who wouldn't do that? Cheryl Miller wouldn't do that.
No. Evan, has a glitch ever got you?
Glitch ever get you, bud?
Not really, because, I mean, you know what? I take that back. There was one time in Madden 2 years ago that I was playing online, and I fumbled it on, like, right on the 1 yard line, and the guy, it actually favored me. He picked it up, ran it back, and he was like showboating with the ball out in his right arm, and I knocked it out and then ran it all the way back for a touchdown. So that probably
that's
pissed
the
that
most
guy
ridiculous
off.
Play I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah,
that's not really a glitch. That's just unfortunate taunting.
Well, I'm just like saying it seems like a glitch, but it benefited me, so I'm
good. How was the honeymoon?
It was very good. I unfortunately had a cold the entire time. But the weather was phenomenal. You can't beat that. And I came back Senior Jenkins. So, and Ashley likes to make fun because I guess when I talk to people there, I put an accent on, but I don't speak Spanish for some reason. So I'd be like, Senior, do you have tacos? And she's like, why are you talking in an accent? You're only making it worse for them. So. So I didn't learn any Spanish.
Senor, I need a bucket of ranch.
Right. Ranch. Not
El
very
ranch.
Easy to find there. Not easy to find at all. So I
you
picked
become
up an
the,
accent.
You became the most interesting man in Mexico.
Basically, yeah. And she's like, why are you talking
I don't
in
usually
accent?
Drink beer.
Right. So, I learned
great.
Cerveza and all that kind of stuff. But I'm back now, and we're ready to roll.
He didn't know.
You didn't actually order one, did you?
Cerveza? No. Come on now.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Coca-Cola? No, there was one time I said, can I get a Coca-Cola in a glass? And comes back.
He said it just like that, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I tasted it, and I, like, spit it out because there was rum in it. And I was like, what is this? He's like, oh, I thought you wanted the rum. And I'm like, no, man. I said Coca-Cola. And she's like, I told you to stop with the accent.
So great. You know what? I can't believe we didn't predict it, because you going to Mexico, speaking English with a broken English accent is so Evan.
Have you done this all three times?
Well, that's the issue. He's gone. This is the third time in like 30 days for this guy, man.
No, that was the only time. So I told her, I said, you know, I go somewhere foreign, I pick up their accent. She's like, it's not even a Spanish accent.
Love it. It's so,
so
great.
But we made it back.
So Evan, for people who don't know, Evan went and engineered the Pistons broadcast.
Mexico City
mm-hmm. against Dallas.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So that was what?
That was in December.
January?
Late December.
Yeah.
Then your wife, through work, won a trip.
To Cancun.
And you guys had already planned your
That was a week before your wedding.
Yes.
Yeah, you already planned your honeymoon. So you've been to Mexico three times.
Puerto Vallarta, right?
Yeah.
I'm in better shape than I was at the wedding, though.
Yeah, you looked... I don't know if you looked rough or you were having a great time. I couldn't tell. It was like a mix of the two.
During the the reception, I was good. The day before, I definitely had
We heard there was a lot of dry heaving and possible vomit.
Not possible. That happened multiple times. I had to pull over on 75 on the way home from our rehearsal dinner.
So people know. He wasn't nervous about being married.
No.
He wasn't drinking because he doesn't drink. Evan was so scared of screwing something up during the wedding. You did fine.
You did great. It was an awesome time.
But you could see why I was nervous. There was a lot going on. I could have messed that whole thing up.
It was an impressive wedding. Welcome back and congratulations, Evan, back in our studios in Detroit. All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.